Once again, is Dover Sheyesh Lamatirin. Yesterday, we saw the fundamental sources for this halacha, the Gemara Masechta Beitza, Adav Gimel Amud Beis, Rashi, Tosis at the end of Masechta Beitza, the Ran, the famous Ran in Masechta Nedarim, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. There he discusses why there's a difference between min demino and min shalom demino, a difference which is clear in the Yerushalmi and is evident in the Bavli as well. He discusses the problem of the Rif, where the Rif seems to be oblivious to this, and the Rif is worried about davar sheyesh lo matirin. If an individual bakes some bread with a smell of fleshik, so he shouldn't have it with milchik, because davar sheyesh lo matirin. And the obvious question is ramin b'shein omino. Explains the Raj, just to give a brief summary, that the whole concept behind davar sheyesh lo matirin lo batel is based on a lamdus, not like Rashi said, a practical consideration. Why take a chance and have it be iser, have it be heter? It's a lamdus shavart. What's the word? One more time. Heter requires contrast. Bitla requires contrast. Aser versus mutter is a contrast. Contrast. Heter be heter. Let's assume for the moment it's low bottle, no contrast. Dover sheyesh lo matirin, because it's a heter built into it. There's insufficient contrast. This insufficient contrast is explained why there's no bitter. Oh, where do we find the idea of insufficient contrast, no bitter? Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Min demino lo bottle. Oh, we don't pasuk Rabbi Yehuda. We pasukin like the Rabbanan. Why? Because for us, even though there's no physical contrast, it's a halakhic contrast, an extreme halakhic contrast. This is totally mutter, this is totally awesome. What happens if something is a more moderate halakhic contrast? This is mutter, and this is issa, which has a heter. It's a more moderate contrast. So you need a little bit extra oomph, a little bit more contrast, in order to push it over the top. What's that? Min b'shein omino. So it has a moderate contrast, but after all, it is asr. It is asr, just that it has a heter, but right now it's asr. So therefore, since right now it's asr, there is a significant contrast. We then say, you add the contrast of the physical world, min b'shein omino, it's enough to push it over the top. The Rif's case, there's even less contrast. He's talking about everything's mutter. Meat is mutter, bread is mutter, everything's mutter. LMI, you shouldn't mix it with milk. That's even a lower level of contrast. That level of contrast is so low, even if you add to it the physical contrast, Mimishen Amino, it's insufficient to warrant bitul. Adkan Naran, the Dormden base. After many questions and contradictions, the Achronim are of the opinion that the Ran Svara is limited to a case of lach balach, we need contrast, as Rabbi Yehuda is limited to lach balach, as Tosa says. Whereas when it comes to Yavish B'Yavish, as well as to the din of Beit Avdalim and Aleph that we saw yesterday, that min that Davish Yesh Matirin in contrast to Beria and Chaticha Ruil Iskabed, that's a whole different story there. It's a different Mino Eino Mino. But it's also, it's only the Nibitl. When it comes to Davash Yesh and Mashir, there's an additional Chumrah. A stake of the Rabbanon is the Chumrah. That's the guns against our grain. These are the first rule. Stake of the Rice of the Chumrah, stake of the Rabbanon, the Kula. Sure. But why take a chance? Why take a chance? Achitoch Lenabi Yisr. Or Suffolk is her. Tochlana beheter. It's nothing to do with Iran. So it comes out, if this is correct, we could suggest that they're both right. Rashi is right by Yavish B'Yavish and Sveket Rabbanon L'Chumra. When it comes to Lach B'Lach, perhaps Rashi's Svar is insufficient. And the reason that Rashi's Svar is insufficient is we can argue in the case of Lach B'Lach, there is no Issa. Don't start the phrase Achetochlenim Mitzvah. What? Stop right in your tracks. There is no is. Lach Balach, and it's many more times the Heter than the Isser. The Isser has fundamentally been rendered non-existent. So don't start the phrase Achetochlenim Isser. There is no is. So therefore, to explain why Dovah Sheesh Shematirin is not bottled, Lach Balach, Ryan had to have a new theory. Doesn't mean he rejects Rashi's theory. Rashi's theory is very good. For Sveka, the Rabbonim, for Yavish. But he has a different theory to explain Lach Balach. Any questions? Just sort of a Chazara from yesterday. Yes, sir.
Yeah, if Heter Veheter isn't bottled because there isn't enough of a request, but you're speaking by milchit bread, so why should you, if there's a discussion about whether somebody could put milk in there where there's going to be shishin, so why should that ever be considered butthole, that should be a problem.
We went and spoke about this in a few different contexts, that one of the reasons why we're more make when it comes to butthole, b'cholav in this context is, there's an additional din, brand new din, chul daf kubches, derech bishal astratar, whatever does not have a taste, is not considered to be derech bishal. As a matter of fact, the Mefarshim pointed out, that has to be the reason, can't be based upon bittul, because there is no bittul, as you said, het to behet, so it must be based on that concept of derech bishal astratar. Okay, that's what we spoke about a long time ago. Fine. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Good. Just to briefly remind you, the Ran's quotes this riff. Not everyone agrees with what we saw yesterday in Mesech Tuchu. We opened it up once yesterday to see the Mordechai in Simen Tov Reish Samach Hei, where he quoted that those who argue in the riff to Rav Yo for the following reason. He says, Yesh no matirin means it's us that's going to become mutter. Yeah, what kind of, it's ridiculous. Not us that's going to become mutter. For milchiks, it's us that remains us, and for fleshiks, it's mutter, remains mutter. Nothing's changing. Can't call that a davar sheyeshlo matirin. What's the basis for that? The Gemara Masech Yevamos, that pay base. The Anshei Shem quotes it on the bottom of that Mordechai. What does it say there? Chata shenis arva bechulin. It's not a davar sheyesh lo matir. Why? Because for Yisrael, it's always aser, and for a kohen, it never was aser. Oh, that's a kash against the riff. So the Ran, the last two lines that we saw on the screen yesterday, on the Nbezim and Aleph answers. Wait, slowly. There in Yevamos Pei Bezim and Aleph, we're talking about two different people. We're not going to be a map of Yisrael because of the heter of a kohen. When it comes to the Rif's case, it's mutter for everybody. Everybody can have this bread with meat or nothing. Therefore, we know it's allowed to have it with milk. Okay, and then all the rest of the questions which we discussed before, I'm not going to repeat them again. All the questions, we have Rabbi Kiva, got a whole bunch of questions, and they're all answered by the explanation we just gave, namely, that the Ran is limited to the case of Lach Balach, not Yavish B'Yavish. Only one little point remains. Rabbosai, open your Shulchan Aruch, please. Some kuv base. I'm going to show you this a little bit inside. A little bit. Actually, let's first, before we get to Kuf Beis, let's start with Sadi Tess. Sadi Tess Sivov, we saw yesterday, the very end of Sivov, last two lines of Rabbi Kiva Eger, Ularif Koshali, Eich Yitoretz Masnisen Dekilayim, Perek Tess Mishnah Aleph, Tzemer Gemalim Vitzemer Rechelim, where the dinners you'll have to mix in linen. Why? We gave an answer before, an abstract answer, a distinction between lach balach, and yavish b'yavish. Well, the question is, what exactly is semer echelim and semer gemalim? What is that? So we're suggesting that it's considered to be yavish b'yavish, different pieces of fabric. What about kemach b'kemach? We started that question yesterday, if you remember on the screen. kemach bekemach. It was a tshuva saran. What is about kemach bekemach? So here it's a little bit tricky. We saw a Tosis in Masechta Yevamos yesterday on Pei Bezim and Aleph. We actually were on the screen. We didn't read the Tosis itself. Hope some of you saw it by now. That even though, Rabosai, with respect to Nesinas Tam, we consider Kemach Bekemach to be Lach Belach, because they're indistinguishable. Yeah. Yavish be Yavish, a piece of meat, a piece of meat, a piece of meat. You don't taste them all together. But if flour and flour are intermingled, but you put them all to your mouth together. So with respect to Tam Ki'ikar, we can say that to be what? Lach Belach. Nonetheless, it's not the same, Rabosai, gotta be honest, as Dama Parva Dama Sar. Dama Parva Dama Sar are completely intermingled with each other. Here, there's a little piece of, there's a little flour of wheat, a little flour of barley, they're all mixing together. But you know, maybe you won't be able to pick one out of the other. It's too difficult because they're all near each other. But at the same time, there's no absolute merging of the two. They're not merged as the Dama Par and the Dama Soir are. And therefore, we're going to suggest that with respect to this, it's considered to be Yavish Bi Yavish. So if it's considered to be Yavish Bi Yavish, then once again, the logic of the Ran would not apply, and the question of the steer in the Ran is resolved. Fine. Ad kan Rabosai, we sort of summarized yesterday's shiur, second part of the shiur, and gave a little bit of additional explanation. Fine. Only one problem. If you follow this logic, once something should emerge. Let's chazer again what you said. Svei dinim, davar shel shematir. One's a din of, we call it Rashi, that word's a seka. The Rabbanon, Yavish B'Yavish. And there's another din, Rabosai, of Lach B'Lach, where the whole Ran's Lumdus is introduced. Why? Perhaps because otherwise Rashi wouldn't work. You can't say Ashtoch Lenu V'Issa, the Issa disappears, etc. What's the din, Rabosai? Yavish B'Yavish. Min b'she'ein omina. Now, this doesn't happen every day. We had a shach yesterday in Simon Kuf Tes, I think Sukkot Ches, was trying to find, scrounge around. How do you even ever have a yavish b'yavish min b'she'ein omina? You can tell them that they're separate, they look differently. So he gave three answers, but all three together, it's still not so common. So therefore, you can't point the Gemaras, you know, it's hard even to point the Rishonim, who discusses this case explicitly. Chazer again. Dovish yesh nematirin, yavish biyavish, min b'shein omina. According to the Lomdus, we said until now, it should be in fact, ein obatel. Dovish matina filo b'elef lo batel. So the Gemara says, in the Rishalmi, that min b'shein omina it is batel. That's what the Lomdus of the Ran. The Lomdus of the Ran, we said, is only limited to what case? Lach b'lach. What about Yavish b'Yavish? Should it come out that Yavish b'Yavish should be no distinction? But the poskim, however, are making. Take a look over here. Open up Simon Kuf Beis. Finally get back to our Simon. Kuf Beis. Take a look in the Prima Gadim. Mishpat Zozov. Siv Katan. Beis. It's a little bit bold in my edition towards the end of Beis. V'yotza lanu hadin. The Beitza b'shar Beitza. Uvach ha-sofek. Cool. Excuse me. Cool and asuris. Shem dovesh yesh lematirin. V'chitema bein omino. Dovesh yesh lematirin batel hu. Af b'yavesh. Here it is. And he quotes it from the Minchas Kohen. Okay, there you go. It's a muskum, he says. It's muskum. We don't understand why it's muskum. By our logic, it shouldn't be true. He didn't quote a Rashba, didn't quote a Ran, didn't quote a. He also quotes a Minchas Kohen, also a great man. He says it's a muskum. No one argues. Yes.
I didn't understand the logic. How did we get the Yavish 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 Yavish
Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yavish Yav the difference between min b'mino and min b'sheino mino was articulated by the Ran in the Doron Daf Nun Beis. A beautiful pshat, a whole fancy lumdus. Contrast, half contrast, another half contrast, adds up to a contrast. A whole shtickel Torah, which we spent a lot of time reading yesterday. All that has nothing to do whatsoever with Yavish B'Yavish. It has nothing to do with the Machlokas Rabbi Yudin Rabbanon in the first place. The whole Ran is based on Rabbi Yudin Rabbanon. Min b'mino lo batel. Tosfos says in Yavamis, the whole machlokes between Rabbi Yudin Rabbanon is only about lach b'lach. Never was said by Yavish B'Yavish. So the whole foundation obviously falls away when it comes to Yavish B'Yavish. So the question then becomes, so why is it that even with respect to Yavish B'Yavish, we see a distinction here in Prit Megadim between min b'mino and min b'sheino mino? There's no good way to explain it, honestly, except to say something. The Mepharshim say that low plug, a low plug. This is an interesting low plug. It's a low plug, Rabosai, Lakula. Most low plugs are Lachumra. Follow me? Here's a low plug, Lakula. Since when it comes to Lach Balach, with the loveless of the Ra, based on the Yerushalmi and the Babel, the din is that Dabash Shematirin is Batal Lach Balach Min B'Shen Amino. Yeah. So they made a low plug, and they were making it by Yavish B'Yavish. A low plug lakula. We've had it once, twice this year. Here's another instance. Unless you want to argue, he says that muskum. You can be the first one to argue. He said it's muskum. Okay, fine. Now, it's interesting. I'd like to. I see Benjamin's. Who can get on me on the? I asked him on the Maram Makomas. By the way, does anyone have Maram Makomas? I brought some up. I bring some in here because I left them downstairs. There was some more on the desk. I left them in the office. The Ran, can you get me the Ran and Masechta Beita? You don't mind. You need to get me Tzuros Adaf or the some other way. Okay, I get it. I want to show that the Maram Makomas should be seen by everybody. You still have a hand up? I'm sorry. Yes. Where does Tosa say that? Tosa is bothered. The Beitza and Aflama Test we saw yesterday. Why do we say in that context Aflama Test and Beitza? Tov Vashesh Namatirin is low bottles, Min B'Shein Amino. So Tosa says what's the equivalent of Min B'Mino because you need the water, you need the flavorings, etc., etc.
Right.
So it's all Ach B'Lach over there. It's all mixed in. It's all cooked together. It's all mixed in. The spices are mixed in. The water is mixed into the dough. The spices are mixed into the meat. That's how we understand. Okay. So the Ran Rabosai says a klal, which is going to be found in the Shulchan Aruch. Since we can't get the Ran yet, we're still having some technical difficulties. Whatever that means, I don't know what that's on the screen. I can't read that. But I know how to read the Shulchan Aruch, that we do know how to read. Let's go to Siv Dalet. And we're out of order, but just because we don't have the Ran, Siv Dalet for a minute. Yesh Misha Omer, Tolo Shayach Dovash Yesh Lamatirin, Hecha Shamachol Miskalkel. Who said so? If you look in the Bera Gola at the end, the Ran, the one I asked you to see, Beitza, no good? You have no connection?
I don't know.
Beitza, Beizim, and Beiz, the Ramaskal Kol. That's the Ran that I asked you to see. And if you can't see it in the Ran, okay, it's the best we don't have it in the Ran. Don't have the Ran. We have here in the Shulchan Aruch. The question, of course, becomes like this. According to Rashi, Nicha. According to Rashi, Rabosai, Acha Tochlenu be Yisa Tochlenu Behete. You can't eat it Behete. It's going to get ruined. It's going to at least be partially ruined. We'll see later. But according to the lamdas of the Ran, this is the Ran speaking it. According to the lamdas of the Ran, the big lamdan Ran in the Dharma, he forgot his lamdas in Beitza. He forgot his whole shtickle Torah. According to the Ran shtickle Torah, there's insufficient contrast. So what's the difference over here in the if not in the Ran of Beitza, that Beitza, it's called in the Mechaba, over here in Siv Dalet, that if it's Miskalka. Who cares the Miskalka? Who cares? Who cares? It's a good question. Who cares? Yeah. So this is the problem. Now, one could say that perhaps the Ran is discussing Yavish B'Yavish. Right? I can't show it to you, I don't have it in front of me. If it's discussing Yavish B'Yavish, there we said that the Ran concedes to Rashi's Mahalach, it would be no problem. So you have to take a look and see. Dorach HaShulchan, maybe we'll show that too one day, and Sif Yutes is bothered by this question as well. He says, you know what? You're right, but they didn't make a Gzeira. It's Yeshem Matir, only if it's Matirin, would it still be accessible and edible. Now that we have technical difficulties, open the Shulchan Aruch. Look at the end, the Pischei Tshuva, end of Sivkot and Vav. Very important Pischei. This is a world famous Pischei Tshuva. End of Sivkot and Vav. This is famous. One of the most famous things about Yeshua Matiran is this. Pischei Tshuva and Vav. He quotes Hagoyim Baal Tzlach Benoda Behuda. The same author, Rav Cheskel Landau. So Rashi said, why take a chance? Why? You can move it twice. Talk about Tiltul Muksa on Shabbos V'yantar. If you get to, well, why move it today, move it tomorrow? No! I want my cake and eat it too. I want to move it today and move it tomorrow. I can't eat my cake today and tomorrow. That's it's not the same piece of cake anyway. But alright, so wait till tomorrow. But when it comes to the idea of moving something, the Tzlach says famously that the old principles not apply. Okay. This is a famous tzlach. No tzlach here.
It's coming.
Yeah. It's coming. We have to be patient. Learn the lesson of patience. This makes sense, Rabbi Osai, according to Rashi. Rashi says, what do you mean? Have it today, have it tomorrow. If you got it today and tomorrow, the whole Sefer doesn't apply. What about the Ran? The Rosh Hashulchan says the Ran also agrees, because he fundamentally agrees. So what he said before, Yavish B'Yavish. The case of the Tzlach, presumably, is talking about Tiltul. Things got mixed up, a Muksa and a non-Muksa item. So it comes to Yavish B'Yavish, we said even the Ran agrees to Shitas Rashi. So if the say like the Aruch HaShulchan, even though that makes no sense, we say it anyway. It makes perfect sense, the way we just said before, that the Ran is talking about Malach Balach, and Rashi is talking about Yavish B'Yavish. Fine. That same Ran, we're almost going to get there. Discusses Svek Sveka. I mentioned yesterday briefly that Svek Sveka is discussed at great length in Siman Kuf Yud. I'm not sure if we're really going to get there based on our present pace, but a little bit it comes up in this Siman, so we'll try to notch a little bit in Siman Kuf Yud, see some of the highlights of laws of Svek Sveka. Okay, so the Ran there says he's not sure, Rabbi Osai, what's the law of Svek Sveka by Dava Shiesh Lamatirin. While Sam is trying to get it on the screen, let's open to the Ramah in Simen Kuf Yud, the end of Siv Ches. If you don't mind, Simen Kuf Yud, the end of Siv Ches. The last few lines in the Ramah. Yesh Omrin, the Dava Shiesh Lamatirin, Ein Lahatir Mikorach Svek Svek. I can understand why. What, one suffix, two suffixes, three suffixes, ten suffixes? What's the difference? Still a suffix. Why take a chance? Says the Ramah, V'tov lahachmir im lo letzorech. Me'acha sheyesh lo heter b'lavochi. Oh, that's exactly Rashi's Sora. Why take any chances? Why take any chances? Oh. Okay. Truth is, back to the Shulchan Aruch over here, Simen Kuv Beis, Sif Aleph. Back to our Simen Kuv Beis, Sif Aleph. What does it say? Interpreting the Gemara, Masech the Beitza on the Gimel Amud Beis. Take a look together. The very beginning. Kol Dova Sheish Lamatirin Kigon Beitza Shenolda Biyomtiv Sheruya Lamochar Im Nisarba Bacheres Ben Shlema Ben Trufa Eina Betela Afilu Be'elef. Fine. Yesh Lamatirin Vafilu Safek Im Nolda Biyomtiv Vinis Arba Bacheres Asuris. Why? Why is it so? Why is it so? So we can say pshat. Take a look in the Gra, Rabosai, here in Sivkot and Gimel. Give a look, open up to the Gra, Sivkot and Gimel. The Gra in Sivkot and Gimel says, Tur Mordechai, Svek Sveka Osir, Vidavar Shiesh Lematirin, as the Ramah said in Simon Kuf Yud Sivches. Beis on the Beis and Dabi Harif. Thank you so much. Okay, now we finally are at long last. Thank you for your hard work. We have a run. Kol. We'll make it a little bit bigger for those in the back. Let me do this again.
Settings.
This one. Okay, let's read together. Kol dava sheish lematirin afi livielef lo batul dafka b'mino hoshlo b'mino batul hoki mashu behedja perek hanotim ben avushul hoshu ksavti Hashem. He refers to himself, that whole long arichas dafna bezem and alf b'siyana b'shmai uv'mino nami lo amor lo dumi de beitza she'eno nifsedes. Here it is, the Ran quoted what the Mechaber quoted in Sivdal im yamtin lo la erif. Aber bedava shu nifsad lo machmirin in alei shun davei shematir. Period. Now, umuchav b'gemara dechi hechi the amar Rav Ashi dechol davei shesh lematirin. Afilu b'derabbanon, afilu b'yalef lo botel. Hachanami machmir be b'sveka afilu derabbanon. Lechum. Before we saw more yesterday. Oh, miu b'svek sveka. A b'doraisa. B Inami afil with Rabbanon, Sricha iyuna, Yaslina beilakula, Olo, Uksafte bechidusha. Okay, guys, if you want to look at the Chidusha Arad and Beit Avdal, you can feel free. I'm not going to look there right now. Unless you want to, Dafka. I mean, yeah, Chidusha Arad, that's probably a little complicated story. You can get it? Yeah? Why not? Can't hurt it. If the Arad says to look at, I wrote it, we should at least have it, give a look. The Gra wants to explain the Mechaber Sif Aleph based on Svek Svek. Chidushi Aran. Could be no one has it. Could be that was lost. Okay, good. Okay, good try. Anyway, if you find a manuscript, you'll let me know. Okay. Rabbosai, the Gra goes further. Please look inside the Gra, Sif Kot and Gimel here. V'arosh b'tshuva cholak al zeh. The cause of the Mahani Svek Sveka. Ukemosha Kosov is Simon Reish Silent Gimel, Siv Gimel, Bahago. Does anybody know what this is all about? Reish Silent Gimel, Siv Gimel, Bahago. Anyone know about it? No one knows about this. I'm not blaming you. Alright. It's quoted, Rabosai. The rush that's quoted in the Ramah, Reish Silent Gimel, Gimel, is also quoted by the Shach. Where's the Shach? In Simon Kuf Yud. Please turn. Kuf Yud. We're getting a little bit of a nash. It's on the Makoros. Simon Kuf Yud about Svek Sveka. Gives you a couple of very choice citations. I both say, please turn. Simon Kuf Yud. The Shach. Sif Koton. Nun Vav. Find it. In the middle, he says, "Kosav a rosh b'tshuva, v'zel l'shono." He quotes it verbatim. "Umasha kosav b'shem Rabbeinu." Who's Rabbeinu? When the rosh says Rabbeinu, who does he mean? "Ratzalomar Maharami Wittenberg. As you all know, it was the Russia's Rebbe. Everyone knows the story of the Maharami Wittenberg? No? We didn't mention this here yet? The Maharami Wittenberg was the Gadol Hador. And the Rosh and the Mordechai were his main Talmidim. The Maharami Wittenberg, as the leader of the generation, was threatened that if he, the rabbi, I just imagine me as a rabbi today, I wouldn't know what to do with this. Rabbi, come up with $1 million of taxes, or else we'll kill you or something like that. What do you want from me? I'm not in business, I'm only a rabbi. Didn't work for the Maharami Wittenberg in his days. He tried to run away. So he ran towards Italy. It was just about by the border, it was sort of different borders in those days, and a Meshumid recognized him. Someone who converted to Christianity. And blew the whistle. Can you imagine that? This person with the beard, don't let him cross the border. He's the Maharami Wittenberg. He's the most wanted man in Germany. So, he was put back and put in jail. And all of his Talmidim wanted to bail him out of jail. You know, bail, bribe, whatever you want. He wouldn't allow it. Why wouldn't he allow it? If they could get away for cheap, why not? The guy wanted the same crazy king who wanted $1 million in tax, he wanted $1 million in ransom. So the Maharam says, the Mefurish and Mishnah getting, you can't do it. Ein poden es ha-shuyin, yosef mikidei demand. Because if they'll raise $1 million for me, the next thing you know, they'll keep doing it forever. The community will just completely fall apart. He refused to allow himself to be redeemed. He died in jail. The whole tumult, he didn't want himself to, even his body to be redeemed. The famous story about that, somebody redeemed him anyway. And on one condition, that he should be buried next to the Maharam. Apparently he died right afterwards and he was buried next to the Maharam. It's unbelievable stories. This is in Germany. She announced, I think it's in Switzerland, this particular place. It's called Migdal Eisenheimer, something like that. It's somewhere in Switzerland. I think I was there once passing through, I'm not sure. So the Rosh, right away he knew that once the Maharami Wittenberg died in prison, who's next? He understood that he was the number two man. Now they're going to put him in prison. He ran away, but he was successful. Unlike his rabbi, he was successful. Instead of running to the south east to Italy, he ran to the southwest to France, which was much more difficult border to cross. So the Pyrenees, mountains, whee. Italy was nice, you know, easy, low-lying area. This was, whoa! He got across, and he lived the rest of his life in Spain. We interacted with the Rashba, and I think I told you before, this year or last, his son, the Tur, of Yaakov al-Turim, they grew up in Ashkenaz, lived his adult life, much of it, in Sfaran. And that was the first time that he had a real, real significant, how should we say, melding of the two otherwise or previously separate schools of thought of the Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim. It's true the Ramban called Rabbi Hussein of Aliyah Tosfos, but it wasn't so much. Now all of a sudden it was all one, and that's why the Torah is such an incredible savior, because the Torah puts together, he quotes the Rif and the Rambam from the Sfaradim, and he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that was his father's original schooling, everything together in one book. It's all part of the Rabban Shalom's plan, what we call intellectual history, that the Maharam Ben Gurion had to die in prison and the Rosh had to run away and the Torah wrote the Sefer. No one else could have written it because he had all the streams together. I'm just mentioning this only passing, you should know a little bit of history. So when the Rosh says Rabbeinu, he means the Maharam Ben Gurion. What did he say? The Dover Sheyesh Lamatirin Afilu Svek Sveka Aser. That's what they quote from the Rebbe. No! Hainu Davka B'tar Rovos. The Yaf al Gav the Bialma Mutta Mishum Svek Sveka. The Dover Sheesh no Matir and Nichmir Chazal. The Lo Botle de Tarovis Hafila Beela for Svek Sveka. The Mai Nafkamino Lahatira Bibitl. But Avochi Yesh no Heta. What he means by that is the Mai Nafkamino. Big Nafkamino. Means don't do it. Achetoch Lenu be Isser with Bittl. But Avochi Yesh no Heta. Wait a day. That, of course, is a situation where you know for a fact that there's something us are in here. It's just we don't know which one it is. It's mixed up in 1,000. Avos svek svek a kihai. What does that mean? Gives an example. Shalat tvua ani omer shu yoshim. This tvua, I say, is last year's grain, no problem eating it before Pesach. V'im timtzalom ashu chadosh, this year's grain, shemihishrish kodem la'omer, maybe it took root before Pesach. V'im kan yisru chadosh klal, kagabna lo asfinim svek sveka, v'davash yesh lamatirin. You know what the poskim call this? Svek sveka beguf. Beguf means nothing to do with the guf is the opposite of tarovis. Tarovis means a suffix because it got mixed in. Guf means the thing itself is a suffix. So here there were two svekis. The good question, why are there two svekis? Why isn't it we call shame ones chadu or toysing suba staff tes? Shame chodesh v'yoshim chadu. So not going into that right now. What's the difference if it's last year's or if it's this year's before Pesach? It's the same thing. That's not for now. But that's what Rosh says. So you see, Klar, he says that Svek, Sveka, Beguf works by Chodosh, even though after Pesach, Chodosh is Mutter, to Dava Shesh Namatir. So says the Rosh, quoted verbatim in the Ra, in the Shach, Kuf Yud Nun Vav, and referred to in the Gra, right over here in Kuf Beis of Kot Gimel. Let's turn back to Kuf Beis, Rabbi Mosai. Back to our Simon. Back to Kuf Beis. So now the question becomes, if Svek Sveka Beguf works, what about over here? Watch this. Ela Mishum says the Gra on the next line, the Sofek Echad B'Tarovis Ayin Shor Resh Klal Beis. This is a term of art, Rabosai. It's called Sofek Echad Beguf V'Sofek Echad B'Tarovis. One suffix is whether it's us or mut in the first place. And the second suffix is, well, it got mixed up. You don't know if it's the right one or there's the wrong one. Those two sveikas, says the grub shat in the mechaber over here, that sveika, this arva be'elef, is not batel, because it's suffix echad beguf, the suffix echad bitarovs. A regular sveika would work by davashesh lamatir, as the Rosh said it by chadash. Here it's a suffix echad beguf, the suffix echad bitarovs. It never works. Pashas, it never works, even in a case in which it's not a Dav Ishna Matir. That's what it sounds like. Take a look, Rabbi Osai. In Simen Kuf Yud, Sif Tes. Keep one hand here. Simen Kuf Yud, Sif Tes. We saw Sif Ches, now let's turn to Sif Tes. Please turn. Kuf Yud, Sif Tes. Sofek Treifa. Shenis Ayev Acherus, Kuhn Asuris, Shekeim Eshe Sofek Rishon Hayah Begufo, Ein Latir Mishim Svek Sveka. There he goes. Sofek Echa Beguf, and Sofek Echa Betarovis, we say what? It's not considered to be a Svek Sveka. So says the Mechab in the first day of Simen Kuf Yud, Sif Tes. Take a look in the shachs of Kotan Samach Aleph, Kloma. Lo dom ilishtei tarovas, da tarovas ha-shniya mutlim mitam svek sveka. Look in Siv Kotan Nun. Hosam ha-sofek ha-rishon lo haya begufo, rak b'tarovas. But here, sofek echad beguf and sofek echad b'tarovas do not combine. Do not combine. Okay, so that is, I'm going to the further details over here in the shach, which I can't read right now. This is what it says. The truth is, this conclusion is based on the Gemara, based on the Gimel and Beis, as it's found in the Shulchan Aruch, back here again in our Simen, Simen Kuf Beis of Aleph. What does it say, Rabbi Osai? V'nis Arv, again, I feel the Suffolk Im Nol the Miyamtiv, V'nis Arv Abacheres Asuris. Similar to the Gemara, in the Gimel. We saw Tarsus yesterday, so not that way. The Gra quotes it from the Rajba. The Gra end of Sivkot Gimel. Udaloka Rajba. Tell us to look it up in Torah Sabayis, page Dalad Beis, page Chafayim and Aleph. Shekosa, v'yim nisarva, koi avadai davka. Wow. Excuse me. Avadai davka. If it's vadai, Sorry. If it's Vadai and it's Nisarva, then it's also. But Suffolk Shin Nisarva, the Rashba says, is Mutter. So the Machaba Paskins against the Rashba. Fine. Now, excuse me. We already mentioned, Rabbi Osai, that there are two separate issues over here. One is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, which defies bittul, and one is safek echad beguf, the safek echad betaroves. That may not be called a svek svek. In theory, they're two separable issues. The Bach says, that the even the Bach says that even those who maintain that Safek Echad Beguf, the Safek Echad Betaroves, is in point of fact Usur, Afal Pikain, that's by a Sfeika Doraisa. Listen to the Lumdus over here. The Bach doesn't articulate, but this is what he means. The reason why Safek Echad Beguf and Safek Echad Betaroves don't combine is because they're knocked off piecemeal. One to divide and conquer. First, you have Safek Echad Beguf. Okay, we know how to handle that. Sveika Doraisa L'chumra. Then, by the time it gets to a Safek Echad Betaroves, it won't work for the various reasons that it doesn't work. It's a Tavar Shabaminyan, as the case may be. So, you knock off each Safek one at a time. On both sides, that's called divide and conquer. That's in the case where once you have only the Safek Echad Beguf before the Taroves, you go with your klali hapsak. What's the klali hapsak? Sveika doraisa l'chumra. What'll happen, says the Bach, by a dovish yesh l'matirin. Now it's true that dovish yesh l'matirin is afilu be'alaf lobotel, and dovish yesh l'matirin is sveika derabbanan l'chumra. All this is true. But that's not what I'll call, this is a lum de shavar. That's not what we're going to call a hachro l'chumra. Sveika d'oraisa is we are paskening 100% that this piece of food is absolutely prohibited. According to Rov Rishonim, it's prohibited mid'oraisa. There's a famous Rambam that says that Sveika d'oraisa l'chumra is itself mid'rabbanan, but the Rashi himself says no. So Sveika d'oraisa is l'chumra mid'oraisa according to Rov Rishonim, and it's already been determined. So you can't take this Sveika this Safek Echad Beguf and somehow do Tchiyah Sameisim on it after the Betarovis. It's already been shot dead by the rule of Safek and the Rais of the Chumra. It's too late, can't combine it with the Safek Echad Betarovis. That's the case with the Safek and the Rais. In our situation, Rabbi Osai, the whole discussion is largely about the Rabbanans, except that Safek and the Rabbanan is Usur in the case of Davash Yesh Namatirin. It's not the pshat, listen carefully, Rabbi Osai. It's not the pshat. We are machriya l'chumra. I repeat, we're machriya l'chumra by dovash yesh matirim and sveka de rabbanan. No! Dovash yesh matirim tells us, don't be machriya at all. Shev al tas odif. Wait a day. Have a mesunah b'din. Wait a day. Take the safe road. Wait one more day. Rimuta. Not the pshat, we made a formal hachro le'isr. So what was going on, Rabbi Osai? There was a limbo state. Had it not been Yesh L'matirin, we would have paskined Sveika D'rabbanan L'kula. Now that it's Yesh L'matirin, we don't paskin at all. But the Sveika D'rabbanan is still out there. We're not going to rely upon it L'kula. Now when the second Sveika of Taroves gets mixed in, says the Bach, he doesn't say it for fair, what he means, the original Sfeika the Rabbanan is alive and well and fit to be combined with the Sfeik Echad B'Tarovis. Meiridik. Again, that's the Pshat, if you look in the Bach. That's the Omek Pshat in the Bach. That's what the Bach says over here, right over here, in Siv Beis, in Simon Kuv Beis in the Yerodeya. Where do you find a similar concept, Rabosai? Take a look, Rabosai, in the Simon Kuf Yud, the Taz, Sivkoton, Yud Gimel. A short citation. Please turn. Simon Kuf Yud, please turn. The Taz, Sivkoton, Yud Gimel. The very beginning. The Ramah said, "Yesh omer matam the osur," which means "safik arabagof sar matarovis." Hol v'safik who isa doraisa v'lo nucha lo mar od safik shein kanis reaction to sar b'cher lo mikra svek svek of the osur. Says the Taz over here in Sifkot and Yud Gimel, quoting, "Ra'isi b'sefer nitpas mechodosh," a new sefer. The Rav Morena Rav Binyamin, known as the Masas Binyamin, was a contemporary of the Taz. Shuvan Lamed Zayin, he says like this: "Ein isa b'svek sveka she'eno beguf echad el a sofik echad beguf v'shene tarovis." When is that? Eladavka benoda ben taim. Rabosai, what's the Master Binyamin saying? We base this whole concept on the fact it was achro l'chumra on the first suffix. Says the Master Binyamin, when is achro l'chumra on the first suffix? When we find out about it. If we don't find out about the first suffix after the Tarovis, then it was achro l'chumra. So therefore, the first suffix and the second suffix can combine. I'm giving you this Master Tavir as an example, even though we don't pass like him, as an example for what we're saying. That Savag Echab Baguf, the Savag Echab Tarovis, you can't combine the first with the second, because the first was already Hukra al-Khumra, even if you didn't know about it, but in abstract was Hukra al-Khumra. As opposed to our case in Siman Kuf Beis, Dova Shiesh Lamatirin, even though a Machmir and a Sveka the Rabbanon, and certain Tarovis and etc., not Achra, just we leave it in limbo. We're not going to make it. We're not going to be machor either. We just leave it hanging. And it can be mitzuruf. This is the shita of the Bach. The Shach. Right over here. Simen Kuf Beis. Siv Cotton Beis. He says, Koma shekosav ha-Bach kan eino muchrach klal. Eino muchrach klal. He doesn't like it at all. Doesn't like the Bach at all from beginning to the end. Doesn't like the whole story. Doesn't like it. If you look in the Machtes HaShekel that explains the Shach at greater length, it comes out, again without looking at every single part right now, that the Shach wants to suggest the exact opposite of the Bach. You gotta love our Gedolim. From one extreme to the other. The Shach suggests, Rabosai, that what? Tosis in Beitz without Gimelam and Beitz, Vacheros, that we read Shir yesterday. It means like this. Even if you'll tell me that Sofik Echad Beguf, the Sofik Echad Betarovus, is Mutter, we can combine them into a Svek Sveker, Rabosai. By Dovash Yesh Lamatirin, it's Osir. Why is it Osir? Simple. Because we have, Rabosai, a possibility of a Dvar Isir being there. So you can invoke the plain, the old-fashioned rule. Asher tochlena b'yisir, tochlena b'heter. And don't try to convince me otherwise from Svek Sveka Beguf. Rabosai, Svek Sveka Beguf, we're so sure that it's Mutter, based on the Svek Sveka, that we don't say Asher tochlena b'yisir. There is no Isser. The Svek Sveka tells us that there is no Isser. for one of two reasons. It's the bottom line is no iser. But over here, where it's safek echad beguf and safek echad betarovis, and it's a davar shesh lo matirin, don't take any chances. As opposed to a case where it's ein lo matirin, then perhaps we could even combine safek echad beguf for safek echad betarovis. Perhaps. Halacha lemaisa, Rabbosai. Halacha lemaisa. What do we pask? So the Mishnah Berurah talks about it. It comes up in Hilchos Yontif, about the Beitzin. And he paskes sort of a compromise. Sfeger do raisa, Rabbosai. When's that? By eggs. We mentioned this yesterday briefly. Yontif achara Shabbos, Shabbos achara Yontif achona de Rabbos do raisa. That we should be machmir. But Sveka the Rabbanah, we can be Mekler. Remember, the Ran wasn't sure Bichlal about Sveka, it's on the board still. He's not sure, not by the Rises. Right? Last line. Sveka be the Rises, now maybe I feel about the Rabbanah. Tzricha Yuna. So the Mishnah Berurah, Tov Kuf Yogimel Sukhane, has a kind of a compromise. If it's a Doraisa, he'll be Machmir. If it's a Rabbanah, he'll be Mekel. Although, we have to analyze which kind of Suffolk we're talking about. He could be talking about Suffolk Echad Beguf, Suffolk Echad Betarubis. The Shach we saw before in Kuf Yud is Mekel outright by two Sfekis Beguf. Even if the Shal of a Doraisa, like Chodesh, because the Shal of a Doraisa, we're still Machmir, Mekel by two Sfekis Beguf. But the Taz doesn't agree. Take a look at Rabosi again briefly. In Simen Kuf Yud, in the Taz Sifkot and Yud Al, again, not going to be the whole thing, just a quick glance. Taz Sifkot and Yud Al. He says as follows, whole discussion, Svek Sveka Gomor, etc. He says, the Ran says, Ha'isa de Rabbanon, muta b'svek sveka, b'duyof v'shesh to matiri. Suffolk b'etzeb yom t'sheni, because muktz is de Rabbanon. Okay? So he wants to suggest halacha l'maisa. That's a distinction. In other words, by the raises, we should be machmir, but the Rabbanon will make it. Now they notice the Ran was inconclusive. The Ran was willing to be machmir by both and make it by both. But you see, at least he admits it's a distinction between a Daraisa and a Darabona. And the Gra in Sifkot Lamed Gimel says as follows. Look what he says. Kuf Yud Sifkot Lamed Gimel. He says, Chodosh. Right? Something like that. Tarovis, etc. He said, Daraisa. Oh. So he goes into a whole discussion about whether this is true Lalocha Lamaisa or not. Not going into the details right now. Fine. The lumbus to be make is a svek svek. There's no issue at all. Doesn't exist at all. Okay. What about a svek svek bitarovis? We've discussed until now svek svek beguf or svek or a svek svek bitarovis. What about svek svek bitarovis? So right over here in Simon Kuv Beis of Cotton Dalit. Then also a tarovus this avach hakach but tarovus shenis cause of the kamon simen kuf yud sifches the mutter svek svek but tarovus is mutter. So that's the tazir in sifkot and dalet. The shach is not happy with that sifkot and gimel and later on in simen kuf yud. So it's again a bit of a complicated story. And I mean, Shach end of base. Gama shakosa the b'shtei tarovas yeshahat the matirin chuli alma lesser, as I wrote in Kuf Yud. So here the Taz agrees with his father or the Bach, and the Shach disagrees with both of them. Says no. Oh. Once we're here in the Ran, let's discuss one more citation over here. How do I get back to this? Oh, here we go. Scroll down. We'll get to the next page. Links. One plus. One more plus. Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, watch this. Let's see if we can find it. Here we go. He says, without going to the details of the sugya over there, Af al gav the sfeika b'davah sheyesh lo matirin, afilu b'de rabban and aser, tamosh kasafti l'mal, b'furash gemara and avdalim and aleph, afilu hachi shari in this case. Why? Al harov ein ala b'yom. So apparently, you follow a rov, u'mihomashma afilu b'davah sheyesh lo matirin, rabban azlina basar, ruba, Shundalo is chazik isura. I belfo bottle. Here, lo is chazik isura. That's the tarovus. You know for sure the one thing is also. He don't know that. So if he can buy an egg from a goy on yontif, because Ruban is coming from before yontif. Atkan. So the Ran says famously that rov works even in a dava sheyesh lo matirin. It was kapaskin and shulchan aruch. In Arachayim as well. The Rabosai, the case of the Gemara is what's called Ruba. It's important to know this. Ruba the lesser Kamon. Who knows what that means? Yeah. It's a worldwide statistic. When the chicken lays an egg, day, night, ganze meises, that's a worldwide rove. However, when the Ran extended it to a case of buying from situations of what's called in our language, oh no, what did I just do? I'm lost. I'll get back. Oh no, can you get me back? I'm sorry. Pressed one time too many. Hope you get right back in a second. Can't get back. I'm out of it. Forget it. I blew it. For the moment, we'll live without it for the moment. I apologize. I pressed the button one too many times. In any event, the case of the Ran extends to a situation what's called in our language a ruva de isa kamon. What's a ruba de isa kamon? Thank you very much. A ruba de isa kamon, which means a situation of there in which you know, not sure what's happening. The goyim are coming this hour. The goyim are coming that hour. So the Magen Avraham is makel over there in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Gimel, Sifkot Yud Gimel. The Mechaber is makel. Excuse me. However, the Magen Avraham is machmer. I misspoke. Why? Because all the sources in the Ran is Ruba the lesser kamon. That's more powerful. That's a natural rove. It's going to be from the time of Sheish to Mebereshis till Mashiach comes. It can be made. But a Ruba the Isser kamon, which is, you know, most people did this, most people did that. That's much more amorphous. It can change from day to day, from year to year, from place to place. There, we have no right to be makel. By Dava Sheyesh Lo Matirin. What's he trying to say over here? He's trying to say that Dava Sheyesh Lo Matirin, you can't be Machriya Lekula. So if it's a matter of statistics of this particular case, 9 this, 1 this, count up, take off your fingers, take off your shoes, take off your, go count up, and that's already a bit lachra. We can't be Machriya Lekula, Yesh Lo Matirin. But if it's something which is built into the creation, the Teva, Kodesh Baruch Hu put it in there, who blessed come on? That's an axiom. That axiom works even in Dava Sheyesh Lo Matirin. That's how we understand this distinction. Oh. It's true. Even that which the Ran said, that you rely on Uber the lesser come on, not everyone agrees to that either. Those who has a Bari HaShulchan, whoever has it, please open up. Here in our Simon. Simon Kuf Beis. And it's Siyunim at the bottom. Sifkoton Tes Zayin. Here we go. He says at the bottom, Yesh akos even rov latera also Marshal. What about among on Avraham? Even though it's a Nisa Rabbanon, told about a plain Yontif, not Yontif Shachar HaShabbos. The Rana Beitzah of Gimel we saw before is, you could possibly distinguish between the Raisis and the Rabbanon, potentially, etc. Okay, he quotes this Nakuda. Now we cover on both sides the following Nakuda, also quoted over here in the Biurim, from the Tzlach. Same Tzlach we quoted before the Biurim. Rabosai, we're discussing a Rov, but in the arsenal of Halacha, there's something else besides Rov. It's called Chazaka. What does Chazaka mean? Cheskas Heter. Something started off as Mutter. The status quo tells us it's still Mutter. Is that going to help? By Dova Shiesh No Matir. Will that work? Or will it not work? What's the Shaila? Assuming that Rov works, we have a klal in the Gemara. Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif. So maybe only Rov works by Dova Shiesh No Matir. Perhaps Chazaka would not work. That's the Shaila, which is cleared by the Tzlach, which is quoted over here in the Biurim. On page Kuf Mem Ches, the Ramaskal Im. If Rov works, what about Cheskas Heter? Neither Yud Chesem Edveiz, Ruba V'Chazak, Ruba Odif. No, so what about Chazak? We don't know. That's the Shaila that the Tzlach is discussing, as quoted here in the Biurim, page Kuf Mem Ches, the Ramaskal Im. So what's the bottom line? What's the bottom line? So he wants to make the following fascinating distinction between the Raisis, Trebosai, and the Rabbonos. What does that mean? What does that mean? He says like this, what is Dova Shiesh Nematirin achieve? Dova Shiesh Nematirin tells us we have no right to rely on Sveika the Rabbonos Lekula. Rather, we must treat the Sveik of the Rabbanon as a Sveik of the Raisa. Very nice. But even by Sveik of the Raisa, it was a Cheskas Heter, we can be Mekil. We can be Mekil. That's a remarkable idea. So, if it's a Shana of the Raisa, not, it's the Rabbanon, we can be Mekil. That's the Pshara that's found over here. Fine. Fine. It's interesting. Rabosai, we said before that there are two reasons to explain the Chumas over here. One is Svek Svek Ayesh Lamatirin. A second is Safek Echad Beguf V'Safek Echad Betaroves, even if it's Dava She'en Lamatirin. A third Shita, Rabosai, a third Shita that is quoted over here in the Bari HaSefer, Bari HaShulchan, is, it's a Sifkotan Yud Aleph, where the Tziyunim Chav Gimel comes. A third reason, even if Svek Svek HaBayesh HaMatirin works, and even if Svek HaBukos HaBataroves is called a Svek Svek generally, put them together, Yesh HaMatirin, and Svek Echad Beguf, and Svek HaBataroves, together doesn't work. How do you explain that? Apparently like this, Svek Svek or Beguf, it's not even a Suffolk. Het the Gama works even by Yesh Lamatirin. Suffolk Echad Beguf, Suffolk Echad Tarubas is not that way. You have to be Machriya Lekula. So we're Machriya Lekula. Oh, but if it's Yesh Lamatirin, you can't be Machriya Lekula. That's the third she just quoted over here. And he attributes this to the Tshuva Sarash that we saw in the Shach, in Simen Kufyut. A fourth amazing sheet on the bottom, Chav Dalet, is the Ra'oh. Bayis Dalet, Shar, Beis, Chav Dalet, and Beis, look at Mishmeres HaBayis, and the Sif say Das Kuf Yud Sif Katan Samach Beis. We'll take a very brief joyride. We don't have time for much. A very brief joyride, which tells us today, in Simen Kuf Yud, in the Sif Say Das, Sif Katan Samach Beis. Very, very brief, because we just can't afford to get involved in too much. But I can't resist. Once we're already here, it tells you to look, you gotta look. We all know there is an iconoclast. There's his own shitas. So the say, sure enough, the Sif Say Das starts with the Ra. Shita achas das Ra Berek Abayis. It's Chof Dalam and Beis. The Sveg Sveka Lo Sharinon. You never heard of that, the Sveg Sveg. Elok She Sofek Rishon Sharim in HaTorah. Uba the Rabban and Asa. Then Sveg Sveg is Mut. Hakol She Sofek Rishon in HaTorah. Sofek Sheni Asa Mid Rabban. V'ayin chiluk ben kshesavik sek sek ben yonecha nami lo shari el kshesavik nishon in the Rabbana. Aye, everyone knows the famous Gemara, which tells us that sek sek it works. Ksubas daf tes, Pesach pasuach, what's the case over there? I both said those long ksubas daf tes, remember? That what? Sufek, who remembers the long ksubas daf tes? Sufek, owner, Sufek, Ratzon, Sufek, Tachtov, Sufek, Eina Tachtov, before she Gemara works, knows that there are. That's because it's a cheska's head. Every girl starts off being helped with the coin. So, okay. But if not for cheska's head, the Ra says, Sfek, Sfek, it doesn't exist. A fourth iconoclastic shita alluded to over here in the Tziyunim, Sifkotan Chavdal. Just to give you two where you can see it. He tells you where to find it. Sif Seda, Simen Kufyur, the beginning of Sifkotan Samach Beis. Okay? Fine. This is a unique shita. As usual, there are other unique shita. Now, Avishayla, back to the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Beis, Sif Aleph. V'nis Arava b'she'ein amina b'teila b'shishin. What's the case? What's the case? How can it be? How can it be a case of a Shein Amino? If it's a different kind of a... We're talking about eggs over here, no? Eggs. Right? That's what it says. Could go in Beitza. Either Beitza or Bosai. It's from... It's kosher or tray. Can't you tell by looking at it? It's Ein Amino. So he gave three answers we saw yesterday in Shir. Kuf Tesef Kot Ches. One is Wenacha, which is us. That'll help over here too. There are three eggs from I don't know, three different kinds of birds: a duck egg and a chicken egg and a goose egg. One of them is us. We just don't know which one is which. That's going to work over here as well. What are the other cases he gave? Chopped off into small pieces. Didn't chop the egg into small pieces. So about a whole egg. What was the other case? Shoving be b'shma b'mara b'tam. See it too. Shach writes over here. The Hacha has Lina Basa Shma below Basa Tama. Now, so what's going on with these eggs? Eggs are all the same, not the same. I got an impression that perhaps B'she'ein Amina is not going on eggs. It's going on the first two words of the Mechaber. The first two words of the Mechaber, Simen Kuf Beis, say, Kol Dova Shiesh Lamatir. Skip everything. Right? In this Arab, B'she'ein Amina, Batel B'shishim. Not going on eggs. Eggs is hard to find all these cases. So making a suggestion. Otherwise, it's going to have trouble getting all the cases to work. Fine. Now, the question, of course, becomes the Shach writes over here in Sifkot and Gimel. Nira da hocha azlina basa shma velo basa taima. We spoke about it at great length. In Simen Tzadiches, you go basa shma. Okay. Now, what's pshat over here? Why? Why is Ein Amina different? We already pointed out that the Ra gave a beautiful answer. Take a look in the Taz, Sifkot and Hay. He says, the Torah Schadis gives an answer. V'she'ein ha'heter achakach nikra lo iser ela tarov v'shenesa v'u'eino mino shalo iser. That's what he quotes over here in two lines in Sifkot and Hay in the Taz. The Shach quotes it in four lines in Sifkot and Dalit. I'll read it again. Ein chashivas mitzad yisur atzmo Acha shiyelo heter acha kach. What's with Chachamim? She is batel. Chol shen is arev shlo b'mino. Ein a heter nikra al dover ha'asur. El al shem dover shen is arevo. V'havik mishen lematir. Torah's chattis. It's hard to understand. The Taz says, I don't understand this too well. Ein tams amas b'kol kach. Why did you quote the Ran? The Ran's gevaldik. The Taz is kash. Of course, if we're talking about Yavish B'Yavish, you can't quote the Ran. This is exactly the problem which we had before. According to the Svar of Rashi, it doesn't make much of a difference between Min B'Mino or Min B'She'en O'Mino. It's hard to really explain it. Now, the Biurim over here quotes the Prisha. The Prisha in Sivkotin Gimel. She's like this. Min B'She'en O'Mino. And it's less than 1/60th. The Isser doesn't exist. Rabosai, the Isser doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. Funny svar. Take a look. I gotta say one more place to look in Sif Seidas. Simen Tzadiches. Sif Koton Vov. I'm very partial. He quotes my great grandfather. Please turn. You have to see. For me, you have to look at this one. Otherwise, family ties. Simen Tzadiches. Sif Seidas. Sivkot and Vav. Towards the end. But I am the Sefer Pnei Yehoshua. El Tzedah. So Beit Olamites, because of Tam de Nafshei, Dov Sheish Lamatirin B'Mino Lo Botil, the Shalom B'Mino, Over Atam, you in Shom, fetch the Prima Garden, Umashmek from the Elder Zeta, Bidvarov, the Boss of Time Azinan, Dov Sheish Lamatirin, Vil Leso, the Elder Zeta is wrong. I like the Elder Zeta, of course I do. Makes more sense. Prima Gadim is rejecting the Elder Zeta in favor of the Torah's Chatas, but the Taz themselves in the Torah's Chatas doesn't make sense. He went to the Ran, but the Ran is a different Svara. So the Elder Zeta Svara, which is shared by the Prisha, makes sense to me. Makes sense to me. Just letting you know that I'm partial. Fine. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. If you look at the body of Shulchan, those who have to look inside. Sivkaton Tes Zion. Tes Zion is found on page Kuf Samach Dalet. Please look inside those who have it. The Ramah says, the next line of the Ramah. Miu. Please look in the Ramah. Miu. Im. Libno Bo Machal. Onosno b'kedeira l'taken ha'kedeira kon shemilua b'tarnagolas ena b'teila. What's this all about? Where does this come from? Why is this? It's min b'shen amino. So what's pshat in this Ramo? What's pshat over here? Zok the gra. Open to the gra, please. Please look in the gra. You all have a gra in front of you? Zok the gra. Sivkotin hey, I in Tosis Lamates Mishum. We saw it yesterday. Od Yeshlama. What did Tosis say? That if you need the water to make the dough, you need the spices to make the meat, it's labeled as if it's min b'mino. So Tosis said out of the clear blue sky. What's the logic behind that? Says the Badi Ashulchan, a very nice svar. I have to admit it. I can't deny it. Notwithstanding my Elta Zeta. His svar is an indication that the Torah's Chatas is correct. You know, we don't fully understand it. I repeat it to you. Those who have the Bar Shulchan's Kuf Samach Dalet, wide line 4. The Fimash Heveinu Yud Gimel. Mea Torah's Chatas. That would make you in Dover Shesh Matirim, Mishenu Mina Humi Pnei. Sha'oz lo nikra heter al Dover Ha'asur. Because they're two different types, two different physical items. V'lochein, kol sha'o yisur metakin es ha'heter. Ha'avalek echad ha'milsa, because it's indispensable for the making of the dough or the meat. V'choshiv shapir, sha'heter nikra gam. I'm getting the word shame. Al shame, ha'dover ha'asur. For the Havalek, a Dover Shesh the Matirin. Kay Nira has been Dover Vachin Shachish Matirin. For Lover Shamili. I think it's very nice. That's a very nice svar. I got to admit. It's a nice svar. Oh. Fine. Yeah. Now, because another pshat. A totally different pshat, Rabosai. Take a look, Rabosai, at another prima gadim. Mishpat Zalzov, Simin Kuf, Sif Koton Alf. We're getting a tour of prima gadim here, Rabosai. Please take a look. Simin Kuf, Sif Koton Alf. Mishpat Zalzov. It's quite lengthy. Not going to read the whole thing. It starts Omnom Chazusa. Chazusa. What's Chazusa? Babakama Kufala from an Aleph. Bayadlov Shita. Uvishal Torah Lachumra. Uvidrabon and Lahakel. So he wants to say over here Pshat. He the Simon Kuf Bey Sif Aleph. Arama. Libno, Hainu de Levi Choshev Kibbe'en. To say, Chazusa Milsa makes it be considered like a Be'en. Why is it a Be'en? So the Bali Ashulchan here in Tezang is Tupshot. Either it's like Nikar or Yisr, because it makes a different appearance, or it's like a Dover HaMaimid. That's significance. Here it's an appearance significance, but I'm told by the caterers it's all in the presentation, so they charge so much money for it. So no, we have to follow the caterers. Yes?
I didn't really understand when we were connecting Tosos to the Ramah by the Kli, because Tosos is saying that you need melach and water to create a dough.
Right.
But here you don't need something to fix the Kli. It's only sort of backwards. Once the Kli is broken, so now...
Well, we're not discussing the Kli here, we're discussing... We're discussing. No, libno. Libno means you're taking.
Yeah. To make it white, or the next one is also human.
Let's go slow. Let's go back to the Ramah, Rabosai. Back to the Ramah and Simon Kuf Beis. Look inside. Miu. Im libno. What does that mean? It says about Bar Yeshuva. Sheirvu o solotok machol. The lav mina. But you mixed in an egg. And by mixing in the egg, the food turned white. That's what libno means. Whitened. So it's called the sum, chazusa milsa, because the caterer charges extra money. It looks white. Believe me, he'll charge you extra. That you don't have to ask any shadows about. Not him, the party planner will charge you extra. I deal with these things on a regular basis. So I know about these things. So it's considered halachically significant. Hold on, not up to the next line yet. O nosno bikdeiro lisakein hakdeiro. It doesn't mean the pot. It means you put it into the contents to fix the contents. You're not supposed to fix in the metal of it. You're talking about fixing the food. The word kdeiro is misleading. Kdeiro here means the food within the kdeiro. In any event, this is the shaila. Frek the crazy you placey. Frek the crazy you placey. Akash against the. We just saw. Sveka the rice on the chumra. Sveka the rabban on the kula. Rabbanu shalom. Didn't we just learn that in Dover Sheshla Matirin, even Sveka the rabban is the chumra? So why over here, as we saw in the Prima Gadim, we're distinguishing between the Doraisas and the Rabbanans? Answers the Biurim, a brilliant answer. Maskel Miu. The source here is the Prichodesh, we saw. The Prichodesh in Or HaChaim says, Tov Tzadi Zayin, the only time we say, Sveika the Rabbanan Lechumra, Bayesh Lamatir, listen carefully please, is a suffix in the Metzias, not a Sveika the Dina. Whether Chazusa Mils or not, we call a Sveika the Dina. Either it's this way or it's that way. So Yesh Lamatirin is irrelevant to that. Only if it's a suffix in the Metzias. That's the answer that he gives. Fine. Rabosai, we only have a few minutes left. Let's just start Siv Beis. Rabosai, start Siv Beis. And we'll see how far we can get in Siv Beis. And then tomorrow we'll go into Gimel, maybe into Dalet. We're going to try and cover some ground, Rabosai. We're a little short of time going forward. Let's see what Siv Beis says. Yesh mi sha'omer. Look inside. Kuf Beis Beis. Shelo omru dovo sheyesh lo matirin el kshamatir osid lovo al kol ponim. Just wait, it'll come. For example, Rabbi Osai, it's mukta after Avdala. It's not mukta anymore, 100%, no question about it. Oh, a second alternative. Im amatir biyodo la soso below efsid. The example of that is hatoras nedarim. Nedarim daf nuntes, Amin Alamo says, Hatoras the Dorim, make Isaneta Dava Shesh no Matirin. No, it's not an automatic. But yeah, you can do it by yourself. Avodovo Sheino Biodo, the Eino Vadai Shiovo Hamatir, Eino Bidin Dava Shesh no Matirin. Le Fichoch, Beta Shall Suffolk Trefa, Shenis Arva Bacheros. Eino Bidin Dava Shesh no Matirin, why not? Fisha ein hamatir bevadai ve'eino biyodo. What does that mean? What's the possible heter over here? Who knows? Eino bevadai. What's even the subject of a heter? What's going on? Anybody know? No, no, it's straight. What? How do you find out it's not a trefer? It lives how long? 12 months. If the chicken lives 12 months, you know it's not a trefer. Or the chicken lays more eggs. If it's healthy, it's not a trade. But you don't know. You can't afford to wait around 12 months. Who knows if it'll live that long? And you don't know if it's going to lay more eggs. Therefore, we don't consider trefa to be yesh lematirin, even though potentially there could be a matter either for 12 months or if it lays more eggs. That's the pshat. You don't know what's going to happen or not. Fine. Question. What's the case? What are we talking about over here? I want to show you two things inside, and we'll have to stop. Just look at the Bar Heter first. I guess you see the Bar Heter. Simon Kuv Beis, Siv Katan Hei. It's the Bar Heter and the Pesach Chuva both talk about the same problem. Hikshara Moshe Milavuv. You with me? Osei? Lo makosav ha-machaba lefi. She'ena matem bevadai. Hodin zed is suffek trefa. Lo shayach klal ledova she'esha matirin. Why? Shudigabe beitza shenolda biyomtev. Shaper shayach lomar. Shudova she'esha matirin. Why? The achsha of anyontev hu asur. Ulamacharoso yemutter on chol. Mashe came be beitz a suffik trefa. Afim I had the year beyond the Shavu Bevadai. Mikomako in this arev bacherim dinu sheyivotam the manashach. In tia tarnagol is trefa. Can I beitz lavi dava shesha matir? Dobem is trefa. Roshit is bata. In tia tarnagol is ksheira. In k. Lo nesra habeitza meola, but the mesh matir lo shayach, elin hu achshav aser, ula aser diya mutter. What a bombshell kasha! What's the case? We saw the Gemara. If it's Now also become mutter, yesh matir. Here, manashach. It always was us, always will be mutter. No, nothing changed. Comes with a wall shot. The nearly the tarts. Tamechaber Iri Khan mi beitza shall suffek trefa, yes. Shenolda biyamt of gamkein. Woo, Rabosai. A hybrid. Not the car you guys want to buy, that kind of hybrid. A hybrid means it has two Isurim on it. Two Isurim. Number one, trefa, potentially. And number two, nolda biyamt. Zok the Helig of Berhate. Vimkein. Av Shatia Hataranagolas Kshera Akakach. Yeah. Komakom. Habetza Asurayo. Shenolda Biyomtiv. Was a Dovah Sheshna Matiri. Sal Gadaita Chamina. If also Habetza Nis Arva Biyomtiv. Lo Tis Battle Be'elef. Why? Mishum Shesh Lochosh. Shemetia Tanagolas Ksheira Vim Kane Ain La Baitza Zusha Misser Rakshanoda Biyomtif Yeshla Matirin Kamash Malon. Hoil Shain Hamatir Bivadai Osid Lovo. The Shema Tia Trefa. Excuse me. Okay. Lo Mikri Beis Azu. Dabba Shiesh Shema Tirin. Ubatel. A bit of a wild case. Honestly, I didn't learn the Mechaber that way. And tomorrow we'll see the Pisrei Tshuva. Also didn't learn that way. Then the question is going to become, what's going on? How you answer the Kasha of the Ber Hetev, the Moshe Milavov? Tune in tomorrow. Hopefully my voice will be better. I'll be able to discuss it more clearly. Thank you for bearing with me, Rav Moshe.